From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, April 11th. Coming up, we look into whether a change in student code is actually reducing expulsions and suspensions. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Faculty and staff at three Illinois universities are on strike while they negotiate for better wages and hours. As Emily Hayes reports, classes have been on hold for 4 days at Eastern Illinois University.
The Charleston campus is quiet, except for the chants of picketers. Natalie Roberson is a second-year master's student in clinical mental health counseling. While anxious about the strike affecting her upcoming graduation date, she still decided to protest with her professors.
We love our faculty. Yes. I mean, we love the professors in our department. They really care about us. And so to hear that they're being kind of stepped on in a sense, it makes us really sad.
In a statement, EIU administrators said the two sides made progress during negotiations on Friday. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The next bargaining session at EIU is scheduled for this afternoon. State lawmakers are looking to strengthen protections for patients at state-operated mental health facilities. The Illinois Department of Public Health runs a public registry that currently shows healthcare workers' education, training, and any abuse or neglect perpetrated by the employee. This new measure that's already passed the Illinois Senate would require information be added if an employee witnesses but does not report abuse. The move is in response to decades of abuse allegations at the state-run Choate Mental Health and Developmental Center. Democratic Senator Laura Fine says the proposal will help end the code of silence among some healthcare workers.
It is the job of the state to protect our most vulnerable, to ensure the health, safety, and financial condition of people with mental illness and/or developmental disabilities from abuse and neglect.
The measure will now be heard by the House after they return from spring break next week. The state's economy continues to grow, but slowly. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more on the latest report from the University of Illinois Flash Index.
After an increase in February, the flash index for March dropped back to January's level of 103.1. University of Illinois economist Fred Gertz says economists are still unsure whether a recession is on the horizon.
There's a good probability it may be a few months away, but every month the same thing seems to be occurring. And the recession hasn't come yet, but there's still the fear that it's out there.
The flash index is based on a reading of Illinois tax receipts. Despite the uncertainty, Gertz says the economy is doing much better now than he would have predicted 3 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. I'm Jim Meadows.
Ramadan is a time for Muslims to come together in their faith and strengthen their relationship with God. But as Illinois Newsroom's May Antar reports, that isn't as easy as it sounds. Especially if you're an athlete in training.
Huda El-Shurbagi is a wheelchair racing athlete. She trains with Paralympic medalists at the University of Illinois.
I don't like to change my training because of Ramadan. I can do my training while I'm fasting with no problem.
El-Shurbagi trains up to 2 times a day, doing both cardio and weights. Ramadan is also a time when friends and family break their fasts, pray, and celebrate together. But her family is in Egypt.
This is like the hardest part, being away from my family. But I talk to them each day, and we celebrate Ramadan through the internet.
In the end, she says her relationship with God is what gets her through it.
Allah is the one that gives me strength, and that's what gives me energy during Ramadan.
Ramadan ends on April 21st. El-Shurbagi will race in a half marathon on the 29th. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a public school system with one of the highest expulsion and suspension rates in the state changed its code to try to keep more students in class. We hear how the plan is working. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schüle stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Rockford Public Schools has handed out suspensions and expulsions more frequently than just about any school district in Illinois. Last year, RPS changed its student code of conduct to try to exclude fewer students from class. Peter Medlin reports on if the plan is working so far in the state's third largest district.
This peaceful background of a yoga class type music flows out of speakers into the hectic hallways of Auburn High School in Rockford. It plays every day during the 5-minute passing periods when students race to their locker between classes. Now, does it help students calm their mind before a stressful test? Does it smooth over disagreements in the hallway? It's hard to say. But Jenny Keffer says it's emblematic of a much larger shift over the past year at Auburn and RPS as a whole. Keffer is the principal at Auburn.
Last year, we did have high discipline coming back from COVID. You know, we were the outliers for all high schools.
The district has had sky-high suspension and expulsion rates. Last year, Auburn ranked near the top of the state in total out-of-school suspensions and expulsions. And no school in Illinois handed in-school suspensions to more students than Auburn. Jennifer Lawrence knew the district was far too overly reliant on exclusion when she started in her role 2 years ago. She's the executive director of student services at Rockford Public Schools. That's why she helped lead an effort to rewrite the student code of conduct. They lowered the number of days students can be suspended. She said that last year, a fight could have kicked you out of school for 10 days. Now, the max is 3, and they changed the code's format to make it easier to understand for parents and students.
We changed the format, the layout, and the number of suspension days. Mm-hmm. But the real meat of it, we really didn't change. Mm-hmm.
So have the discipline numbers changed this year with the new code? So far, yeah. Last year, RPS suspended students from school 7,000 times. And halfway through this year, it was 2,200. If it holds through the rest of the school year, that would be a nearly 40% decline. And the expulsion rate is far lower than in 2022 as well. Lawrence says it makes sense that numbers would be lower simply because they decreased the number of days you could be suspended. But has there been a real impact on student behavior? She says yes.
We're seeing a dramatic shift from the number of students that are committing offenses has plummeted.
Lawrence says half as many students are displaying behavior that could get them into trouble. But how did that happen if the code of conduct didn't change that much? The district says it's because the biggest shift over the past year has been prioritizing intervention services, getting student support before a situation escalates to discipline. And if there is an incident, offering assistance instead of just discipline. Jenny Keffer says that's true for her at Auburn.
I added additional staff who would be available for students to provide interventions, knowing that this code was no longer going to be just consequential, but also consequences paired with interventions.
They say there are still consequences. It's just that there are interventions first before exclusion. But what are interventions? What does that mean? Well, it could mean meetings with a counselor, intervention groups where they have community building circles, work days, lessons, and games. The district has a new partnership with Rosecrans, a mental health and substance use treatment center. And Keffer says every freshman is in daily intervention to help them stay on track and foster a sense of belonging in their new building.
Having that daily check-in with an adult who's here just for them has made a significant difference. And now our discipline is in line with the other high schools for the first time ever.
And that's not to say that behavior issues have disappeared. Some teachers say that extreme behaviors are still more common now than pre-pandemic, and it can be really, really hard to handle. At RPS, they're also investing in parent liaisons who work with a caseload of students who might need extra support academically or social-emotionally. Maybe they had behavior, discipline, or attendance issues in the previous year. Natasha Harris is an MTSS coordinator at Auburn who helps lead the parent liaisons. MTSS stands for Multi-Tiered System of Support, and Harris spent the last few years as a liaison herself. She says that liaisons start the school year 3 weeks early to identify which students need extra help. Auburn has 7 liaisons, and they each have 15 to 20 kids on their caseload. Then comes the parent part of parent liaisons. Harris says in August, they go to the student's home to meet with their family.
I think the initial visit is to say, hey, I'm here. When I partner with you, I'm here so that your student has a successful school year.
They can also connect families with resources like transportation, clothing, or food. Harris is from Rockford and says that also helps when you're building trust with a student and their family.
To be in a position to help families meet their basic needs is so empowering. Because if you can get those basic needs met, now the students can perform. And they don't have to worry about food or shelter or clothing or those things while they're at school.
In school, liaisons lead intervention groups and help keep track of their students' grades and behavior. Harris also spends a lot of time just greeting students in the hallways, saying hey when they walk in the morning, and providing a safe place for her kids. At her office door, there's a whiteboard that reads, "Make good choices." But she says once she builds up those relationships, the less she has to remind her kids to do that, and the less she has to seek them out if something starts to go wrong.
When they even feel themselves starting, they'll seek you out.
Auburn Principal Jenny Kaffer says liaisons and interventions are making a difference academically, too.
Our grades are up. For semester one, for the first time ever, we have the highest freshman on track rate for the entire district. But all of these freshmen that attend intervention have time and space to look at their grades, to see their missing assignments, to get work done. Like, huge wins.
So Kaffer says increased interventions and student support won't just reduce exclusionary discipline. She's confident it'll soon result in higher graduation rates, too. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Cameron Cutinello, Jim Meadows, May Antar, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.